Okay. I'm told that there are extremely high winds, and it's been raining very hard on my route home. So, let's see how this goes, I guess. Oh, it's raining quite hard out here.
Look at that.
Shit. I had no idea. Okay. Huh? Let's get out here in this shit and make our way, I guess. The rain I'm not really worried about. Whatever, it rains, you know. But hearing that it is also incredibly windy out, that's where it starts to get... I don't know, that's where you run into bad situations where people can't handle it and they are all over the road and that sort of shit. That truck is not moving. Oh, and neither is this one. Yeah, just block all the lanes. Just get as many fucking trucks as you can and put them all across all these lanes. Fuck it, right? Ooh, this is a big puddle. Yeah. Ooh. This is just kind of flooded out. That's great. It does seem a little dangerous out here. At least it doesn't seem like there's a lot of traffic, at least not through here. I'm gonna punch up the drive home real quick here while I'm stopped and get a sense of if there's anything out there. No, it looks pretty good. Those cars almost kissed. In fact, I think those cars might be touching. Oh, yeah, no, now they're scraping together. Well, maybe not. I don't know if it was. It had to be less than an inch, but, like, that car got over to try to let the cops get through, and I'm pretty sure that it nicked the corner of this sweet Kia Soul. Neither of the drivers seem to be all that concerned by it, so maybe they don't realize it happened, or maybe it was just an extremely close call. Yep, no, those cars are going their separate ways. All right. Maybe they touched so lightly that neither of them realized it, I'm going to get behind this Kia. I guess I can kind of get up on it and get a look and see if there's any paint. No, it looks good. All right. From my angle, it looked like they were definitely in contact, but, had to very quickly replay the opening parts of a game today because my cloud saves were not there. We were all set to record, and I was like, oh, fuck. This is not where it needs to be. That is the worst. But all those cutscenes were hyper-skippable, so second time through, it didn't take me nearly as long to get through that stuff. Save to the device. Yeah, the device is at my house, so that's not really an option. Fucked up out here. And all these cars are in not lanes. I don't know, like, who decided that these three lanes needed to come together this way and fuck all this up, but, like, you don't need to be blocking me in here. I could be going. You are still in two lanes. You are still in two lanes. What are we doing? Oh, God! What the f- are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit! Ho ho ho! Fuck! Fuck! Like, I thought about turning on the radio, but kind of just digging the sound. It's the vibes, man. It's the fucking, what? It's fucking, you know, the vibes? All right. It's the fucking vibes, bro. It's rain vibes, bro. Flags look like they're gonna rip off the front of this bar right here. It's some serious wind. There's usually a sizable weather difference between this side of the Golden Gate Bridge and the other side. We're getting close to the bridge. So will it be better over there or worse? My understanding is that it is more likely... Strap in, everyone. We are about to hit the bridge. Which, if it's as windy as everyone says, will be some fucking dangerous shit. Slow to 25 miles per hour. Okay. Well, no one's doing that. Over. I was going to get out and let you go by because I'm just here doing the speed limit. You're like, nah, fuck it. I got to go faster than that. Sure. Sure. Oh, yeah. Then pass me in such a way that means I can't get out of this lane now to let other... Yeah, this is going great. You're doing great work. Oh, is there a car there? I can't even fucking tell. Oh, fuck it. It's trying to get over. Too many people being shitty over there. Over the bridge, this... Yeah, okay. ain't great out here, but, you know, I've certainly seen worse. Oh, good. All the hits. Still listening to the best of the Fat Boys there from this morning, but apparently at some point my phone gave up on that dream. We'll be right back. not feeling any of it. What do we got? Come on, let's do better than this. Weather out here is shitty, but driving 40 miles an hour on the freeway in the number 2 lane is probably not the best thing you could be doing right now, sir. There are 3 lanes to your left, 2 lanes to your left. You could be in if you want to go that slow. It's just not, you just don't need to be doing that. Yeah,
jump up, tell me who do you believe in? Deep flow, deep flow. From time to time, we like to take a little break from the comedy here at Comedy Death Ray and introduce you to a local character. This is one of those times. This guy, you might recognize him from the neighborhood. He hangs out at La Poubelle a lot. And he's been going to the bathroom about every 10 minutes, which kind of distresses me. But please, everybody, let's hear it for a local boy. Yes, here he is, Bang Bang Ellington.
In the 70s, he was the star of the show 1600 Murder Avenue, which was about a president of the United States who keeps stumbling upon murders and solving them in his spare time. It was a great show, and it was super popular for one season, and then second season, like, not so much, and then they were trying to decide whether to bring it back for a third season, and then I was born at that time. My dad had a smart idea, and he was like, I'll tell you what, just to get my name out there in the papers and everything, I'll give my son a fucked up name, and it named me Bang Bang. And then, sure enough, that was like the biggest celebrity story that month, and then they brought back the show. So, it's just great. Like, he got to be on TV for one more year, and I got this fucked up name, and everybody wins! Well, there's two questions everybody asked me when they find out that my dad was John Allen. So the first question is, what was it like growing up with a famous dad? The answer is awesome. Our house was like a non-stop party. It was amazing. Like, I would go to school at 8 in the morning and people would be dancing and making out in the kitchen. And then I'd come home from school and they'd be shooting guns into the pool. Just crazy! It was so great growing up in that house. Here's how great it was. Between 1975 and 1980, 13 people died in that house. It's fucking amazing! All kinds of different ways to die, too. 3 of them died in my bedroom. 2 of them died in my treehouse. I found those guys. It was fucking awesome. One of the people that died was this lady. She was a beautiful neck model. She was a neck model for jewelry commercials and stuff, right? And she hung herself. It's amazing. She hung herself.
Oh, that whole album's incredible. Let up a bit, which is nice. oh, cool, rock and roll music. This, yeah, everyone. This is a great album, totally worth the wait.
Always trying to stick.
Whoa! This is where you put on my kick cup. Oh, this hood shit. Disc system, son. There was a brief period of time where we got into reviewing video game soundtracks, and it was like this really ill-conceived thing, but it did mean I had a budget to just fucking blow on soundtrack CDs for about 6 months. So I was like, yeah, I don't know, they put out these Famicom music compilations, I'm just gonna get those. And all this other weird shit. Not review any of these Final Fantasy soundtracks that are coming out, because I don't give a fuck. Speed. All right. this is, you know, more music from the Metroid soundtrack. I think this plays when you're fighting Kraid. Rock, you know, Blink-182, Gigi Allen, pretty much just those two, just pretty much those two bands.
They don't want to give us credit. Why don't white folks want to give?
Yeah, I think I just used that budget to buy like Guitar Freak soundtracks and shit. And now I've just got an MP3 library of all these CDs I ripped.
I got Banana Clip P in here. It's killing me.
Yo, yo, super exclusive fuck you goes out. You know what I'm saying? On biting ass niggas.
Okay.
Stop sucking my style.
Well.
Stop sucking our beat. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all of you.
Oh, okay.
Word up.
I'm mad at them right now because I got 80 mini bees myself. I got, and fuck what you heard, I am dropping a tape called All My Children. And I got a skit called My Three Sons. Dead ass, y'all laughing.
It's on my dick.
Like, in case you don't, in case rap album skits aren't enough for you, might I recommend mixtape skits? Like, less coherent. Less relevant to anything going on. I know you're scared to say the Lord, I'm gonna say that you're 2.5 minutes. They're in, they're out. Song done. Pow. He said some Apple Music shit. Did it match my fucking shit to some fucking radio edit shit? They were bragging like they had fixed that shit. The only part of this track I can get behind is that. That's it. This part. That's it. That's it. The rest of this shit, fuck this shit. But that part. Fuck a boat that row. Mace has a yacht. He is not interested in a rowboat. Those are the only types of boats that Mace knows about. Rowboats, yachts, that's it. G.G. Allen, Blink 182, that's it. See, I could go the whole summer, go remember, but I'd rather go Lex Bubble, cause it's less trouble. Make my dough, and not just that. No investment, I live off just that. Money holds the clothes, the shit that I'm best at. But I'm a bad boy, so you gotta expect that. Why do what most do? Do what you're supposed to. Make hot jams, y'all. Sell by Coastal. If you want Mace. Music you could beat a man with a pipe to and then eat a whole fucking turkey. Eat an apple. Made it home somehow. Actually, it wasn't so bad. A little rough out there for the start, but it's okay. All right, everybody, have a good night. We'll do this again in the morning. See ya.